Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. I hope you all have had a wonderful week so far. Welcome to Faithful Fridays here on Faithfully Engaged. First thing I wanted to share here is I'm going to announce the winners of the, let me pull this on screen here, the book that I discussed a couple weeks ago from Dr. Mark McNear, Finding My Words, A Ruthless Commitment to Healing Gently After Trauma. I just did a random generator there in my Substack. So the people that are subscribed to my Substack are available to win this. I just did this off camera just now and have the names of the two contestants that have won here. So the first one, and look, I admit this is going to be bad of how this looks. You could say that the election is rigged, all that you want. But the name that I drew was actually my own mom. So my mom wins one of these books, Finding My Words. And I will save on some shipping costs by just delivering that to my mom. So if she's tuning in today, you won, mom. But otherwise, I will let her know here pretty soon. But don't worry, it's not just a rigged election where I'm giving stuff to my mom. There is another one of these as well. And the other name that I drew was actually Jim Richmond, which Jim was on the show with me, I believe, earlier this year. I want to say around like February or so. He's an author himself, so I'm sending a book to him as well. So I will be, Jim, if you're tuning in, I will be in contact with you to try to get your information and ship that book to you. So yeah, that was fun. Again, please feel free to roast me for giving a book to my mom and the contestant, but don't worry, somebody else got a good book there too. All right, so jumping into today's topic. Most of you, I'm imagining, if you've paid any attention to the news over this past week, week and a half, knew about this very big hurricane, Hurricane Helene. And I mentioned it real briefly on the show last week. And I can't remember all the timing of things, but basically it went through Florida and Georgia were going to be the two places that they really knew were going to be heavily impacted by this hurricane. And again, I don't know all the details. I'm not super familiar with the area, but I know that there are places that were hit pretty hard. It was a category four hurricane, so definitely took some hits, and I'm sure there's many people impacted in those areas. But then the hurricane ended up taking an unfortunate turn here. Florida and Georgia, by and large, typical hurricane type of stuff, which is always an impact, but largely managed well for the most part. But as many of you know, went up into kind of the North Carolina and Tennessee area, the Appalachian mountain area, and just got dumped rain on in that area. I know there's one spot that I think it was near in that Asheville area, which was kind of hit the hardest, but it got something like 40 plus inches in just a few days of rain. And where I'm from, in Southwest Oklahoma, our annual amount is about 38 inches per year, I believe, somewhere in that range. So they got more rain than we get all year in just a matter of days. And unfortunately, the waters were rising to just incredible heights. Dam broke, and the flooding is just catastrophic. If you're listening and you're in Oklahoma, as I am, or in the area, we get flooding during thunderstorms and things like that, and they certainly can be an issue. But generally speaking, when we think of floods, it's a bad flash flood type of issue. May cause some pretty big issues on the roads and things like that, but then it goes away. And it was kind of a more of a short-lived situation. If you've seen the pictures and videos of this, you know this was not a short-lived problem. This is catastrophic. We don't even know how many people have unfortunately passed during this, and the quite the extent of the damage. There are entire cities underwater, just devastating stuff. And then there's also the response to it, and it's kind of hard to know the exact right information over the FEMA being maybe a little slow to getting in there and whether they're doing a good job or not. I'm going to defer a lot of that. I don't know all the details, but there's been stories of volunteers trying to help that have been turned away, and it's just a catastrophic situation. Those of you that remember Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, this is essentially that in North Carolina. There's less people involved, but it's a big deal. Very, very catastrophic. So with that background, goodness, if you know anybody that lives in that area or you have loved ones affected, then my heart, my prayer goes out to you. That is incredibly hard. But these are moments that are very difficult to see God through them. We can lead to questioning of why is this happening? And I couldn't think of a better passage of scripture to speak to this than to Job. I'm assuming many of you know at least the story of Job. If you've not read it, I would highly encourage you to read through it all. Essentially, Job is a man that had, in his day, had basically everything. Had kids, lots of kids, had lots of land, lots of animals and servants. He had it all. And in a matter of just an extremely short amount of time, all of these servants came up to him and ran and just told him the worst news possible. All your animals, gone. All your other servants other than me, gone. All your kids, gone. Talk about catastrophic for Job's life. That's as catastrophic as it can get. It essentially everything he had is just gone out of nowhere. And his response here is how we need to respond in these catastrophic type of situations. I've mentioned this last week on Faithful Friday. It's a really important lesson here that we can't just go based off of our feelings alone. We need to give them to God, but we need God's word to speak into us. We can't rely on our emotions alone. So Job gives us a great example of how to respond in moments of distress. So the key passage here is Job 1:21, but I'm going to read Job 1:20-22. It starts, "Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshiped. And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. Just an incredible response here by Job. The best example I can think of responding to disaster in a God-honoring way. So we start in verse 20 there. He arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, fell on the ground to worship. Some of these are just cultural type of things of how you respond in grief. But what's important here, what I want you to take away from this, is Job didn't just say, okay, cool. I just trust God. It's no big deal. No. He grieved. He showed emotion, tore his robe, shaved his head, fell on the ground. But he didn't just turn away from God. He didn't scream at God. He didn't say, this is all your fault. He worshiped. So while he was expressing extreme grief, as extreme as it could be, he still worshiped. That's what this comes down to. If we as believers truly believe God is sovereign, he has things under control, that he will work all things to his good, we have to worship. Doesn't mean that we have to turn off emotions. Doesn't mean that we can't show grief or that we can't cry out to God. Job did that, but he worshiped. So for you, maybe you're not impacted by this hurricane. And truly, I hope those of you listening to this were not impacted because it was... It was devastating. But you face problems in your life. We all do. How do we respond to it? Do we worship, or do we just stay in our own emotions there? Keep going on into our main text. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." I'm always just struck by this. I know growing up in youth group and singing songs and things like that, maybe some of you have had similar experiences. The end of that, "Blessed be the name of the Lord," is really telling. There's several songs that mention that, but there's one in particular that's basically the song. It just sings over and over, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." And it's kind of upbeat and catchy, like, yay, blessed be the name of the Lord. Like, everybody's happy. And I remember the first time, or at least when it really sunk in, reading through Job, of like, oh, that comes from this? Like, this wasn't exactly the most happy-go-lucky time. But he said it anyways. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And what he was able to acknowledge here in this moment of incredible sadness and grief and depth and loss, he was able to recognize that I came into this world naked with nothing. Just came in here and naked with nothing. Shall I return to the dust of the earth? Return to you, Lord. I am the dirt of the earth. You made me out of the dirt of the earth. I'm throwing a little bit into Job's word here, but we know this through the creation account. We are nothing. We only have significance because of God, because he made us in his image. The inner workings of us is just the material itself is dirt. It is nothing. We have significance because of him. And he recognized here that the Lord gave him his animals, gave him his servants, gave him his children. That was given to him by the Lord. Job recognized it wasn't because of him, wasn't because of his good works, wasn't because of all these wonderful things he did. And I'm sure that Job worked hard. I'm sure Job did do some good works. But it was because God gave it to him. And he recognized God took it away. Just like I came to this earth because of God, and God will take me away. This is God's world. And that's something that Job did a phenomenal job of recognizing, that this is God's world. He is sovereign over this world. He is in control. And he ends that, again, the Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He put God above all, even in the midst of struggle. I would even add, especially in the midst of struggle. He still has that trust in God. And then we end it here in verse 22. "In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. I plead of you, when you are dealing with your struggles, with incredible heartache that can happen in your life, that is currently unfolding in our very own country, that we recognize that this is God's world and we worship him. We say, blessed is his name, even in the midst of struggle." And that's hard. That's why we need to have a community of believers. That's why those that are impacted in North Carolina are having an outpouring of support from people all over the country, all over the world. But you as an individual believer, you can't do this walk alone. You need to have a body of believers around you as well to help you during your moments of grief. But we have to have that trust. We have to have that discipline. "Blessed be the name of the Lord, despite there being troubles around me." Job gave us that blueprint. And honestly, God used Job's example to help give us that blueprint in scripture. We show emotion. We're not robots. Tear your robe, shave your head. I don't mean that literally. But show grieving. But worship and recognize that the Lord's name is great, and blessed be the name of the Lord. Have that discipline. Hope you all have a wonderful weekend. I truly hope if you have been impacted by this hurricane that you're getting support and care in any type of way. Feel free to reach out to me if you need anything. Wish you the best, and congratulations to Jim and to my mom for winning the books. All right, you guys take care.